Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. We'll also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Rezzy is making his first appearance on a program this afternoon to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that passion with all of you. You guys are also going to be hearing his single, Home of the Brave, here on our program, and we'll be telling you guys how you can stay in contact with him and, of course, support his music as well. Rezzy, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live, man.
Hey, good afternoon, Cyrus, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, glad to do it. Congratulations to you on the success and also, of course, the single that we'll be listening to. Rezzy, you know, when I was prepping for this segment with you, I was on your YouTube channel, which we'll give that out a little later, and I was able to see a live performance video that you had done for one of your singles. What has it been like for you to be able to share your love of music the way you've been able to do?
To be honest with you, when I perform like Home of the Brave and music that I have written, the goal of it is to try and get people to see the same thing that I saw when I was writing about it, you get me? So basically,
right,
if they see the same picture that I tried to paint out for them, then that's really what I went for and got accomplished.
Yeah, and I think that is what people will get. You know, it's very obvious that when I saw you up on that stage and when I saw you interacting with the fans, I saw you doing interviews, doing the red carpet events, doing the step and repeats, that you really love this. When was it that you realized that music is something that you wanted to do?
To be honest with you, it really, really started probably around when I was 13 or just finishing elementary school, because at that point, that's when I really got into hip-hop. And by watching, you know, people from that time just, you know, getting up there and them enjoying the music and them, you know, passing on their message, that really was probably the most powerful point and the turning point of when I said, you know, this is what I want to do, because I want to be able to move crowds the same way that they did and at one point moved me.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that has to be a great feeling. You know, I have found over the years, Rezzy, as I've been interviewing recording artists, especially on this show, that, you know, sometimes there is an event that happens in their lives that make them say, you know what, you know, regardless of what people, you know, tell me, this is what I want to do. Have you always known that you had to do music?
To be honest with you, it was nothing I expected to get into initially. At the beginning, it was more of a recreational thing, but, you know, as soon as people started to understand what I was writing and try and see what I put together and being able to connect with me on that level, that's when I was like, you know, I can do something, and I can do the same thing that my idols did.
Wow. Yeah, and speaking of idols, you know, when you talk about inspiration, because now you are inspiring people, Rezzy, as to, you know, what they can accomplish in their own lives, who were some of the artists that you like to listen to that inspired you?
The very, very first person, I think it would have to be Eminem. The reason why I'm saying that is because at the beginning, he was like, brought down a lot simply because of his color of skin. I mean, considering that, you know, it was something taboo that someone like him would be able to get into hip hop, and seeing him on 8 Mile and the way he came up and bought himself and went through those barriers, that kind of like said to me, you know, this is someone that I want to look upon, and this is someone that I want to, you know, walk in the footsteps of, because the way he does things and the way he reacts and the way he goes about doing things, that's like something that's like uncomparable.
Right. I have to admit, as an Eminem fan myself, That is definitely true. Another thing about him that I respect, and I'm curious as to if this helped you as well, is that he is a person that whether you love him or hate him, he is going to do what he feels like he wants to do when it comes to music. Did you feel that same attitude that no matter what people told you, this was something you wanted to do and you were going to do it?
See, the thing about Eminem is that when he does write music and he does put it out, it's not conventional things. It's something that's a message. You get what I'm trying to say, Cyrus?
Right. Yeah.
It's like when he writes music and he puts it out there and people take a listen to it, it's something that it was like documented. It was something that happened to him or happened to somebody else, and it was a message that got passed on. So when he's sending a message, that's something that he can do regardless. And somewhere, someone around the world or someone he knows or whatever the case is, they're going to feel that. You get me?
Right, and that's
exactly what I'm trying to do.
And that's the thing, I think, to be able to do something that people can feel. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Razzy is joining us. We're talking to him not only about his love of music, but I was asking him about the experience of being able to share it with all of you. Let's go back to that performance I was talking about, Razzy, on YouTube, because here you are on the stage, you're introducing yourself, and you go into your song. What does it feel like to be on that stage? Because a lot of us who are not recording artists, we don't know what it's like for you to be up there, to be able to perform a song that you love yourself, and then to be able to see the audience react to it. What is it like for you personally to be up on that stage and to see that?
Well, if you're speaking to somebody who doesn't really understand it or doesn't like understand it completely, being up there, you know, having everyone's eyes on you and they're just waiting for you to do something. Basically, they're waiting for you to it's either entertain them or for you to inspire them. You get me? So the goal is to try and do both. So being up there and having that opportunity to do that, like perform your song and try to connect with people on that level, is something that's, it's not, how can I put it? It's not something that you should be, something that should be afraid of or something that you would feel nervous about, because being up there and being able to do something that you, like, really, really enjoy doing and having people, you know, respect what you do, it's like there really is no words for it.
So when you leave that stage, is it your goal, Razzy, to give that audience, no matter who it is, no matter how many it is it your goal to be able to give them as much as yourself as you can?
I mean, when you say, like, give as much as you can, whether it's, like, a crowd of 10 people, if it's 10,000 people, more or less it's a first impression. So
yeah.
You're going up there and you're there to show them the music that you came out with, and really it's like your best effort and your best foot forward to show them that, you know, this is what I have and this is what you're going to see from me.
Right. Exactly. There you go. So that leads us right into the single Home of the Brave. Talk to us a little bit about how the song came about.
Okay, so Home of the Brave is just basically, it was the concrete foundation of it was it was a motivational song. So the song is really whatever you make it. I mean, if you're an athlete and people tell you that you can't be the best shot on the team, or you can't run the fastest, you can't jump the highest, you know, that song is there for you to, you know, tell you they are wrong and you can do something different about it. And if you're a musician, people tell you can't become as big as him or her or them. It's whatever you want to be done. It's a blueprint, it's a plan, it's something that you listen to and you're like, yes. Like, you just tell yourself, yes, this is something I can do, and this is something that's up to me, and it's completely up to me. And whether somebody likes it or they don't like it, it doesn't really matter, because at the end of the day, it's your life, and you're living your life for yourself, not for anybody else. So Home of the Brave is basically someone's backbone and someone's concrete wall saying that, you know, whatever you say, it can't harm me.
There you go. Well, since we have you here with us, Razzy, why don't you do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
All right. For everybody tuning in right now, you're listening to Razzy, and we are on the radio with Cyrus Webb. And right now you're about to listen to Home of the Brave featuring Diz. So I hope you guys can enjoy that. And if you guys want to hear more from me on Twitter, it's at The Real Razzy. So R-E-Z-Z-I. And I hope to hear from all you guys soon. Thank you.
Because I sit over here we're ready for that, bro. Like, we're ready. We don't want to settle for nothing less than a big show. You know what I mean? We have to do this properly, bro. You have to do this properly.
I say you're a vision and I stop until you finish it. From every long night and through every cold winter in the concrete jungle, it'll make one Simba, it'll make one shooter, it'll make one dealer. Between all that, it creates damn winners. Shit, so I sat back just to figure it out. I done retraced my steps, calculated my routes. Now I'm decoding the codes and reviewing the blueprint. Got other youngins on me like, Ruzzy, how you do it? Well-rounded and educated, putting my middle finger up to everybody out here hating, man. Just recognize who I am. Look at what I've been on, look at where I stand. Just recognize what I'm about, and only then you'll recognize just who I am. Underrated. I say you're every night. Just puffing on my clouds, say the Lord's name, and look at me now, yeah. I get it all the time. Oh no, don't pray for me. I'ma make more of what you said about me.
Tens be a fork, so I'm trans for mine. Stayed up every night, I was getting higher than a Branson flag. Life full of clowns and ups and downs like a pantomime. Still, I'm trying to make realities of what I fantasize. Like the music, try and make the money amplify. Bring my dogs up, Brian, know that I'm a family guy. They say he's intelligent and he's handsome, why? He acting goony, that's because I live a gangster life. From the home of the brave, I'm down to tango, young Django. To the road, I'm a slave. No one showed me the path, so my own, I'm a pay. I nearly wasn't, so I give back to my roaders today. Prolific, then we linked up with Resi B. London to Toronto, I'ma make sure they remember me. If you've got a fly there, you better free the embassy and meet us up Vancouver Airport with Sours and Hennessy.
I say you're there. Those days where the pain will just drift away. I got the globe in my hand, gotta understand. This is where I wanna be, I never wish for nothing more. Damn, about to buy this plane ticket. Prime time with it, seatbelt clicking out ahead. Yeah, I'm doing my best. Soaring above the clouds and the lights. All I see when the smoke clears. Don't get lost in the night. My papa always told me don't get lost in the light. If you're doing what you're doing, then do it. Cause if you stop doing what you love, you gon' regret it for the rest of your life. It's like, if I'm gone, baby, will you love me? If I'm not home, then will you trust me? All they do is rape me, an idiot fate lately. Crapping out the face of my circle, I say it plainly. I say you're every night. Just puffing on my clouds, say the Lord's name and look at me now, yeah. I get it all the time. Oh no, don't pray for me. I'ma make more of what you said about me.
There you have Resi with Home of the Brave here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM for our radio listeners here in Mississippi, but online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com, both on our switchboard, our live chat, and even our podcast. I want to thank all of you all for joining. I want to thank Resi as well. So, Resi, at the end of the day, you know, I'm always asking people, you know, about, you know, their music, about themselves, about your brand. When people hear the name Resi, what do you want them to think about when it comes to you as an artist?
Well, that's a simple question. When they think of Resi, I just want them to think of a strong, independent person. I mean, like speaking in terms of how music speaks to people, when they hear Resi, I want them to think of a person that really can portray a message and someone that when they don't write for anything. It's there's a story behind it, and there's a lesson to be learned, and there's always something to take from it.
Exactly. There you go. And I think that is a great thing for all of us. So what advice would you give to other people out there, Resi, who are looking at you, thinking about their own dreams? What advice would you give them about the importance of not giving up?
An advice that I would give them? it would have to be that if anybody ever told you that you can't do something with your life, you can just throw that out the window. Because if you really love something, and if you really have a passion for it, and you think yourself that there's a chance, even if it's the smallest chance, that you can achieve that, you should go straight for that. Because at the end of the day, as long as you go for it, and as long as it's what you want, there's always a possibility. And the harder you try, the bigger the chance of you being able to do it, and the better it'll feel when you achieve it. Sorry.
There you go. And I think that is so true. And it always makes it better because you know you're doing what you love and you're doing what you're passionate about. Again, everyone, recording artist Rezzy is our guest. Rezzy, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and all the things you have going on?
All right. If you guys weren't listening earlier, you can follow me on Twitter at The Real Rezzy. So T-H-E Real R-E-A-L Rezzy, R-E-Z-Z-I.
There you go. So, Rezzy, you know, congratulations to you, man. I'm so glad that you could come on the program. I mean, I've been staying in contact with you online, of course, as other people are doing. We definitely encourage you guys to follow Rezzy online. We actually tagged him with the link to this show. We'll be telling you here in a moment, if you came in late, how you can be able to catch the podcast about it as well. But, Rezzy, man, congratulations to you, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
I look forward to staying in contact with you too, man. And I thank you so much for taking the time for being in this interview with me and having me on the radio show.
Hey, man, glad to do it. Always looking to showcase people that are making a difference. And we're going to make sure that we tag our connection to Interscope as well and let Eminem know that you are an inspiration for him. I know he will definitely appreciate that. We'll get that done as well. You know, and I think this is the thing, Rezzy, you're an inspiration now to other people. So, I mean, you're paying it forward for other people to know what's possible for them, just as Eminem let you know what was possible for you. Everyone, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Rezzy, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook, go follow us on Twitter. The link's already available on both of those places. You can head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We actually tagged Rezzy on both places, so you can easily find him there as well. He is on Facebook and Twitter. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. You all make it a great weekend.